Brothers and sisters, let's first turn to two Bible verses.
弟兄姊妹，我们翻到两处的圣经。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3 verse 2.
哥罗西书三章第二节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 2.
哥罗西书三章第二节。
Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Let's turn to one more Bible verse in Matthew chapter 6 verse 21.
我们翻到马太福音六章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 21.
马太福音六章二十一节。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Today I want to share on setting our heart and mind on the Lord.
今天我想和大家交通，把我们的心和我们的心思对准我们的主。
I want to connect these verses, two verses together.
我想把这两节圣经联系在一起。
That where our treasure is, there our heart is, and where our heart is, our mind will also be on these things.
我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在哪里，我们的心在哪里，我们所关注的就在哪里。
In Colossians, it appears to be a command from Paul to set your mind on things above.
在哥罗西书，这好像是对保罗的一个命令，思念上面的事。
But we know that this is not something that can be forced.
但我们知道这不是能够强迫做到的。
When we care about someone or something, naturally we will think about them.
当我们挂念某人或者某事，我们很自然会想到他们。
So we need to ask ourselves, what things do we treasure?
所以我们要问自己，我到底宝贵什么？
I think it is, there's a practical and easy way to tell where our heart is, and that is by looking at what things are occupying our minds.
这是一个非常实用并且容易的方法，我们去思想到底是什么事情占据了我的心。
We see in our minds, we think about our family, we think about our friends.
当我们查看我们的意念，我们好像在挂念我们的家人，我们的朋友。
If we're working, we think about our job. If we're in school, we think about our classes.
假如我们在工作的，我们常常想到我们的工作；假如我们在读书的，我们常常想到我们的学业。
And there are many other things we think about: our hobbies, movies, TV shows, sports. The list goes on and on.
还有很多的事，我们想到我们的兴趣，想到电影，想到各种各样的事情。
And we think about so many of these things that we have no space in our minds to even think of our Lord.
当我们的心思都被这些事情占据的时候，我们的心思就没有空间去想主的事情。
So if all these other things are occupying our mind, we need to ask ourselves, is this because we do not care about our Lord?
当这些事情都占据我们的心的时候，我们要想，是不是我的心对主一点都没有挂念呢？
That do I have no interest in the Lord's things?
我是不是对主的事情一点兴趣都没有呢？
That this is a very serious question.
这是一个非常严肃的事情。
If we look in our lives and realize we don't spend much time, if any, with our mindset on the Lord's things.
我们查看我们的生活，假如我们并没有很多的时候去思念主的事。
Then we need to come before the Lord and ask the Lord to examine our hearts.
我们需要回到主的面前，让主鉴察我们的心。
And reveal what obstacles and hindrances are blocking us from having this relationship with the Lord.
光照我们的心，让我们知道到底是什么拦阻了我们，让我们去挂念主的事。
So setting our heart and mind on the Lord is essential to our Christian walk.
挂念主的事，这是对一个基督徒行走非常重要的事情。
And there are so many things that will also change in our lives.
很多事情在我们的人生生活中会改变。
And I just want to share on four aspects.
我想交通四个方面。
So first, it will change our attitude towards God's words.
第一个，把我们的心思对准主的事，会改变我们对主话语的态度。
It will change how we treat reading the Bible and listening to messages.
这会改变我们怎么样去读圣经，怎样去听信息。
If our mind is not set on the Lord during the meeting, our thoughts might be drifting away.
假如我们的心不是在聚会中对准主的，其实我们的思想意念常常就会被飘走。
Maybe in the meeting we're thinking about what we will do later or what we will eat for lunch.
甚至在聚会时候，我们常常在想，聚会之后我要干嘛？中午吃什么？
And these thoughts show the condition of our hearts.
这些意念表现出我们心里面的情况。
Brother Alex shared last month about the parable of the sower. This is in Luke chapter 8.
韩孝弟兄上次交通了撒种的比喻，这是在路加福音第八章。
That if the words don't even enter into our hearts, then we are not even any of the conditions mentioned in this parable.
假如神的话并没有进到我们的心中， 其实我们根本都提不上撒种比喻里面所提到的情况。
Because all of this is just head knowledge to us.
因为这些都成为我们头脑的知识。
So maybe some of us feel that we are really touched by a message. It has entered into our heart.
即使我们有人觉得我的心很被感动，有话进到我们的心。
But we need to be careful because perhaps we are only the condition of the ground by the wayside.
但我们仍然要小心，有可能这些话仍然是落在路旁。
And by the time we leave the meeting place, Satan has already come and snatched away the words out of our hearts. So
当我们聚会完要走的时候，好像仇敌就要来把落在我们心中的话要夺走。
So only if our mind is set on God's things, will we have an interest in God's things, will we want to know more of what God has to tell us.
只有我们把我们的心思和意念对准我们的主，我们对主的事情才有兴趣。
We will be attentive when we read the Bible, when we listen to messages.
当我们读圣经、听信息的时候，我们心里面才会注意到主要向我们讲的话。
And only this way will our heart be the good soil.
只能够是这样，我们的心才能够是好土。
So that we can receive His word, keep His word, and bear fruit.
所以我们能够接受他的话，并且结出果子来。
And second, it will change how we view our environment and our circumstances.
第二点，这会改变我们怎样看我们的环境，我们的遭遇。
Our minds are full of our own thoughts and full of influence from the world and influence from those around us.
我们的眼光常常充满了世界的影响。常常充满了我们人的意念。
So we need the Lord to renew our mind so that we can think how God wants us to think and know God's will.
所以我们需要神更新我们的心思，所以我们知道神怎么看这个事情。
We know that when looking from an earthly perspective, of course we will be confused.
如果我们从属地的眼光去看一些事情，我们通常都会迷惑。
That we don't know what is the right decision to make.
我们不知道哪一个是对的选择去做。
We don't understand why things are happening the way they are or how we should react.
我们不知道为什么事情是这个样子发生，而我到底要怎样去应对。
All the difficult things that happen to us just appear to be suffering.
所有发生在我们身上的事，好像对我们来说就是受苦。
But when we see things from God's perspective, so many questions we have will be answered.
但当我们从神的眼光去看一些事情，很多的问题都能够被解决。
We see that all these difficult circumstances we encounter are God's will for us.
我们看到很多我们遭遇的困难其实出自神的旨意。
We see that God is using these circumstances to change us to be more like Him.
我们看到神是用这些环境来改变我们，能够更像他。
Through each circumstance, little by little, molding us to be more like the Lord.
通过每一件环境渐渐的我们能够磨成主的形象。
So are we able to have this view from above?
我们是否愿意有这样子属天的眼光？
Because only when we see this will we be willing to submit to the environment the Lord has placed us in.
只有我们看见这个，我们心里面才会服下来，真的服在主安排在我们身上的环境。
The third point I want to share is it will change how we pray.
第三点，这会改变我们如何的祷告。
When we look at how our Lord Jesus taught His disciples to pray,
当我们看见主如何教导他的门徒祷告。
We can see this prayer in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 to 13.
我们看见马太福音第六章九到十三节。
We see here the first thing to pray for is for God's business.
我们看见第一件要祷告的事是神的旨意。
That pray for His kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们是祷告愿主的国降临，愿他的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Then we can pray for our own needs.
然后我们再为自己的需要祷告。
But unless our mind is set on things above, we will not be able to genuinely pray this way.
但除非我们的心思是对准上面的事，不然的话，我们不可能真心的这样去祷告。
Because even if we pray this way, say the words with our mouth, in our heart, we are still prioritizing our own needs.
因为假如是我们的心没有对准天上的事，我们即使口中这样祷告，我们的心里还在想自己的事情。
So we need to consider that when we pray, is it only about our own personal needs and wants?
我们要思想，当我祷告的时候，是不是只有我自己的需要，我自己想要的？
When we pray, do we ever consider the Lord's will?
当我们祷告的时候，我们有没有想过主的旨意？
And when we are only praying for our own desires, there's also a danger here.
当我们只为自己想要祷告的时候，也有个危险在这里。
Danger is that our prayers may actually be the opposite of God's will.
这个危险就是我们所要的可能刚刚好跟主的旨意是相反的。
We pray for the Lord to give us an easy life.
我们向主祷告，请给我一个容易的生活。
But the Lord says, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way.
但主说门是小的，路是窄的。
We pray to the Lord to give us a comfortable life.
我们祷告说求主给我一个舒适的生活。
But the Lord teaches us that we need to deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow him.
但我们的主教导我们要舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从他。
We pray to the Lord to not give us anything too difficult that we can't handle on our own.
我们也祷告求主不要给我太难的事情，让我自己是没办法处理的。
But then we will never experience completely trusting in the Lord.
但如果这样，我们就没有办法经历如何完全的信靠我们的主。
We will never know what it means that without him I can do nothing.
我们永远没办法明白什么叫做离了他我什么都做不了。
So when we compare these prayers to the Lord's will,No wonder he doesn't answer our prayers the way we want.
当我们对比自己的祷告和神的旨意，我们就会发现，怪不得神没有答应我的祷告。
And only if our minds are set on the Lord can we pray according to God's will.
只有我们把自己的心思对准主，我们才能够按着主的旨意去祷告。
We pray for God's will first.
我们先为主的旨意祷告。
And if it is different from my own will, we pray to God to change my heart to submit to his will.
如果这跟我自己想要的不同，我们向主祷告，求主改变我，让我所要的跟他的旨意是连在一起的。
Change my will to his will so that his will can be done on earth as it is in heaven.
改变我想要的，让我想要的跟主的旨意是一样的，所以神的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
And the fourth point I want to share is that we will seek how God wants us to serve him.
第四点，这会改变我们如何寻求主，如何想让我们服侍。
And so I want to share two points on this service.
我想交通两个点。
First, we need to completely consecrate ourselves completely to him.
第一点，我们需要完全的把自己奉献给主。
We know that this is our reasonable service.
我们知道这是我们合理的侍奉。
If our mind is set on earth, consecration may seem like a great loss.
假如我们的心思都关注在地上，我们会觉得奉献是一个很大的损失。
We have to give over control of the things we treasure the most.
我们需要把我们最宝贵的事情，把它的控制权交给主。
But if our mind is set on things above,
但我们的心思假如是挂念天上的事，
We see that consecration is such a great blessing.
我们看见奉献其实是多么大的一个祝福。
Our Lord lets us give ourselves into His hands.
我们主竟然允许我们把自己交给他。
And then He takes responsibility over our lives.
然后主负我们一生的责任。
So the second point of service I want to share is our service in the church.
第二点，我想交通在聚会中的服事。
Have we ever seriously sought the Lord regarding service?
我们从来有没有真的很认真的寻求过到底在聚会中我要怎样服事？
Have we asked the Lord how he can use me to serve?
我们有没有问过主啊，你要怎样用我在聚会中服事呢？
Have we ever thought about how I can serve the needs of the meeting place?
我们有没有想过聚会中有什么需要我是能够去服事的？
Or how I can serve the needs of other brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹有什么需要我是能够去服侍的。
Or is it only when someone else tells me to serve this way I serve?
只是还是说是别人安排我我才这样去服侍。
Someone else tells me to serve this brother or sister so I serve them.
有人告诉我你去服侍这个弟兄或者姊妹所以我去服侍。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't serve this way, but in our minds do we ever consider the needs of the church?
我不是说我们完全不要这样服侍，但是在我们的心中，我们有没有思想过，到底主到底要让我怎样去服侍？
The Lord called the Israelites out from Egypt to serve him.
主把以色列人从埃及中带出来，为的是要服侍他。
The Lord has also called all of us to serve him.
主也呼召我们这里的每一个人去服侍他。
So is our heart and mind set on service?
若我们的心和我们的心思对准挂念服事的事情，
or is our mind occupied by other things and we just wait for someone else to assign me a service?
假如我们的心思其实是被其他事情挂念的，其实我们就是等着别人安排我去怎样服事。
Brothers and sisters, if all of us had our minds occupied with serving the Lord, it is such a beautiful thing.
弟兄姊妹，假如我们每个人的心思都能被如何在聚会中服事占有，这是多么美丽的一件事情。
To be in one spirit and serve in one spirit.
我们都在一个灵里，并且在一个灵里服事。
Not serving how I want to, but serving how the Lord wants me to serve.
不是按着我想要的去服事，而是按着神所要的去服事。
Serving together as members in one body.
我们如身体中的肢体一同服事。
If our heart is set and mind is set on service, we will notice that there is no lack of opportunities to serve.
假如我们的心思其实是挂念天上的事，挂念服事，其实我们会发现不缺机会去服事。
We should not think that service has to be something that is so grand.
我们不要去想服事是一个非常非常大的一个事情。
That service can be even in the small things.
服事可能是在很小的事上。
We notice some loose trash on the ground, so we throw it away.
我们看见地上有些垃圾，所以我们就把它扔掉。
Or we see opportunity to fellowship with a brother or sister, so we fellowship with them.
我们看见有机会和弟兄姊妹交通，我就去和他交通。
Or maybe if it's a larger need, I bring it up with a leading brother.
假如我们看见一个更大的需要，我就去和年长弟兄交通。
And he also sees the need.
或者年长弟兄也看到这个需要。
Then we work together to serve.
所以我们能够一同去服侍这个需要。
That whether I am the one to serve, or there's someone else more appropriate to serve.
或者是我去服侍这个需要，或是别人更合适的去服侍这个需要。
What's important is that together we serve to meet the need.
更重要的是，我们是一同服侍这个需要。
So we all need a serving heart.
所以我们都需要一颗服侍的心。
But if our heart and mind is not set on service, then we will miss out on these opportunities.
但假如我们的心和心思不是挂念服侍的事，其实我们很容易就把这个机会错失了。
So I hope that through these four points, we can see how important it is to set our hearts and minds on God's things.
我想通过这四个方面，我们要看到把我们的心和心思对准我们的主是多么的重要。
Setting our mind on things above is not the end goal, it is just the beginning.
把我们的心和心思挂念上面的事，这不是我们最终的目的，这只是起步。
Only when we set our mind on things above can we begin to know God's will.
只有我们把我们的心和心思对准我们的主，我们才能够开始去认识神的旨意。
And only if we set our heart and mind on the Lord will we be on the path to not run in vain nor labor in vain.
只有我们把我们的心和心思对准我们的主，我们所奔跑的才不是徒然。
In this world, you can do something and your heart and mind is not in it.
在这个世界上，我们能够做一些事，但我们的心其实不在这些事上。
In school, you might not like a subject, you don't pay attention in class.
在学校，假如你不喜欢一个科目，你可能在上课的时候没有很注意听。
But as long as you do all the assignments, pass the test, you still get credit for the course.
但只要是我把作业都做完了，我考试通过，我还是能够拿到学分。
In work, it doesn't matter if your heart is in your job as long as you can finish all your tasks.
在工作中，其实也不管我们心怎样，只要我把我的任务给做完了。
But is that the same attitude that we bring to the meeting?
但当我们来到聚会的时候，我们是否用同样的态度呢？
Is that the same attitude we have when we come before our Lord?
当我们来到主面前，我们是否用这样的态度呢？
That because I come and I did something, so I should get credit for it.
因着我在主面前做了一些事，所以我就有苦劳。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is not looking at our outward actions, He is looking at our heart.
主不是看我们外面所做的，主是鉴察每一个人的心。
So if our heart and minds are not set on the Lord, coming to meeting alone, doing these things is not enough.
假如我们的心和心思不是对准主的，我们只是来聚会，这个没有多大的用，没有多大的益处。
So we have heard so many messages throughout the years.
我们在一年当中听了很多的信息。
But no matter how good a message is,If our heart is not set on the Lord, the message will have no value to us.
但假如我们的心思不是对准主的，无论这个信息多好，对我们来说都没有价值。
Our heart must be that good soil so that we can receive this message.
我们的心需要成为那个好土，所以我们能够接受主跟我们讲的话。
And we need to come back to this foundation. Is our heart and mind set on the Lord?
我们要常常回到这个根基。把我们的心和心思对准我们的主。
And if not, we need to see what other things are occupying our hearts.
如果不是这样，我们要在主面前检查到底是什么事情占据了我的心。
What things cause us to have no interest in the Lord's things?
是什么事情夺去了我心对主的兴趣？
And we need to see why is it that we pray, you know, the Lord saved a sinner like me?
当我们在祷告说主啊你为什么救我这样一个罪人
Or we feel the Lord's love that he saved us from this death, from hell, from all these things.
我们看到主从死从这些罪中把我们救出来
Yet we have no response to the Lord.
但我们却对主还是没有反应
It seems like we have no interest, no care about the Lord's things.
这好像我们对主没有一点的兴趣我们对主没有一点的挂念
Like the hymn we just sang, how can we be heartless and ungrateful to our Lord?
像我们刚刚唱的诗歌，主啊，我怎能对你无情无义？
So may we come back to the Lord. May the Lord capture our hearts.
愿我们回到主面前，让我们的心被主抓住。
Because turning our hearts and minds to the Lord is the only way we can have the reality of this Christian life.
因为只有我们把我们的心和心思对准我们的主，我们的属灵才有实际。
And I want to say again, this is not something that can be forced.
我想再强调一遍，这个不是能够强迫的。
Maybe you are forced to come to meeting for a couple hours.
或许你是被强迫来参加聚会几个小时。
But we cannot force ourselves to set our mind and heart on these things.
但我们不能强迫自己把我的心和心思对准主。
When we truly love the Lord and care for the Lord's things,
当我真的爱主，真的挂念主的事，
naturally our hearts and minds will be set on His things.
很自然，我们的心和心思能够对准主。
And that's my sharing.
这是我的交通。弟兄姊妹，我们一同读三处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we will read three Bible verses.
第一处请翻到雅歌第二章第二节。
But first, turn to Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 2.
雅歌二章二节。
Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 2.
我的佳偶在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内。
Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
第二处我们翻到路加福音15章。
Next let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
15章17节到18节的上半部分。
Chapter 15 from verse 17 to the first part of verse 18.
他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去。
But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father.
最后一处我们翻到旧约创世纪。
Next, let's turn to the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪四十一章五十一到五十二节。
Genesis chapter 41 verse 51 to 52.
约瑟给他长子起名叫马拿西，因为他说，神使我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。他给次子起名叫以法莲，因为他说，神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house.And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
今天我想借用雅歌的二章第二节作为我的题目。
I want to use Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 2 as my topic.
荆棘中的百合花。
A lily among thorns.
我们知道雅歌充满了良人和苏拉密女之间互相的欣赏，互相的爱慕。
We know that in Song of Solomon there is this...Adoration and love between the Shulamite woman, the daughters of Jerusalem, and Solomon.
我们读雅歌的时候会感觉他们之间的吸引和爱慕，连人最优美的言语都不够去表达。
We see in Song of Solomon that the words, their love and adoration, they cannot even be expressed with words.
我们知道良人讲到我们的主，苏拉密女讲到我们每一位重生得救的圣徒。
We know that the beloved was.Refers to our Lord, and the Shulamite woman refers to all of us who are born again, belong to our Lord.
我们常常祷告说，我要讨主的喜悦。
We often pray that I want to be pleasing to the Lord.
那到底什么吸引了我们主的注意？
But what attracts our Lord's attention?
什么吸引了我们主的心？
What attracts His heart?
是什么让主看到了他心中满了喜悦，满了满足？
What things that the Lord sees, it pleases Him and He is full of joy.
是什么主看到了？主说这是我宝贵的。
And what things when the Lord sees, He said, "This is precious to me."
我们看到主说，我的佳偶在众女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内。
That He says that His treasure is like a lily among thorns.
我们知道荆棘不是在神原初的旨意下被创造出来。
You know, thorn was not created from of the original will of God.
是因着人犯罪之后从地上长出来的，是不出于神的。
We know that it is after man's sin that it came from the ground. It is not of God.
荆棘代表着咒诅，是刚硬的，是会伤害人的。
The thorn represents a curse. It is stiff and it hurts people.
我们有很多婚礼，我们看见没有人会用荆棘去配一颗百合花。
That we see in many weddings that no one would use thorns to pair with lilies.
但我们今天看见主说，我的佳偶跟众女子都不一样， 它是在荆棘里面的那个百合花。
But we see the Lord says His treasure is different, that His is a lily among thorns.
我们今天一同从这幅图画当中去思想一个基督徒是怎么起步的，是怎么样成长的。
And so we need to see that this lily and the thorn is a picture of how Christian starts and grows.
第一点我想交通的是在受伤中醒悟。
First point I want to share is we need to be awakened to the reality we are among thorns.
一个基督徒他是怎样开始被主吸引，开始对主有心的呢？
And so how does a Christian start to be attracted by the Lord and be serious to the Lord?
对不少的人来说是从受伤开始的。
Many of us start from a position where we are hurt.
我们很熟悉浪子的故事。
We are very familiar with the story of the prodigal son.
我们看见浪子他在耗尽了一切之后，他心中有个醒悟。
We see that when prodigal son ran away, suddenly he came to himself, he was awakened.
他说，我的父亲有那么多的雇工，我的父亲有那么多的口粮。
He said that my father has so many hired servants, so much bread.
其实当我们仔细想这个醒悟的时候，我们发现这是一个很奇怪的醒悟。
When we really think about this awakening, it's very strange.
因为他的父亲不是在浪子离开之后突然变得富足起来。
Because the father did not suddenly get rich after the prodigal son left home.
也就是说，浪子他从小活在这个富足当中，但他心里是没有感觉的。
So this shows that the son was always living in this abundance, but he had no feeling.
假如你问以前的小儿子，你觉得你父亲爱你吗？
And so if you were to ask this younger son, do you think your father loves you?
你觉得你在蒙爱的地位上吗？
Do you see that you're in a position that you are beloved?
假如他家有聚会的话，你问他，你觉得今天聚会好不好？
And if there was a meeting, you ask him, do you think today's meeting was good?
你觉得你有得着吗？
Did you think you gained something?
你觉得你听见什么吗？
Do you think you gained something?
小儿子的回答都是肯定的。
The younger son's answer is always yes.
因为没有什么理由让他觉得不好。
Because there is no reason for him to think otherwise.
但是他的心里是没有感觉的。
But in his heart, there is no feeling.
他口里面说好。
With his mouth, he says it is good.
但他心里面却要在外面寻找满足。
But outwardly, in his heart, he still is seeking this satisfaction.
直到小儿子在环境中受伤了。
Until his younger son was hurt in his environment.
他心里才有个醒悟，完全翻转了他心里面的看法。
And his heart was awakened, and it totally turned around his thoughts.
弟兄姊妹，这个醒悟太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, this awakening is so important.
如果没有这个醒悟，小儿子即使回去了，终有一天还是会离开。
Without this awakening, even if the son returned home, one day he would still leave.
以色列人没有这个醒悟。
The Israelites did not have this awakening.
即使埃及人苦待他们四百多年，
The Egyptians enslaved them for 400 years.
神让他们看见十个神迹，
God showed them 10 miracles.
到红海边就要回去了，
That when they came to the Red Sea, they wanted to return.
罗德的心中没有这个醒悟，
Lot did not have this awakening.
即使无论神怎样管教他，他还是要回到索多玛。
That no matter how God disciplined him, he still had to return to Sodom and Gomorrah.
假如我们多和弟兄姊妹们交通，我们发现其实我们缺的不是环境。
And so when we fellowship with other brothers and sisters, we find that we are not lacking in these circumstances.
我们缺的是在环境中的醒悟。
But what we lack is the awakening in these circumstances.
因为我们都是很刚硬的人。
Because we are all stiff-necked people.
我可以举一个我自己的例子。
I want to share a personal testimony.
前一阵子因为下大雪，我的车从停车位要开出来的时候，出到一半就卡住了。
Recently, because of the heavy snow, when I was backing out my car, it got stuck in the snow.
然后我自己弄了一个小时，没有把车弄出来。
And in 1 hour, I was unable to remove my car.
然后我又叫了一个弟兄，我们两个人又弄了差不多一个小时，也没有把车弄出来。
And I asked another brother, and together we worked for another hour, but we could still not move the car.
其实那个时候我心里面就有种感觉，是神因着某些事情要管教我。
And at that time, I had a feeling in my heart that God was using this circumstance to discipline me.
但我的心就是不要往那个方向去想。
But I just refused to think this way in my heart.
我也不想祷告。
And I didn't want to pray.
我就是想，就是因为天气太差了才会发生这种事情。
And I kept telling myself it was because the weather was so poor, that's why this was happening to me.
然后我的保险是专门买了 roadside assistance, 就是路边的援助。
And in my insurance, I especially have roadside assistance.
所以我心里也没有很紧张。
So I was not worried.
我想大不了就叫拖车把我车拖出来，反正也不用钱。
Because the worst case, I just call a tow truck and it will tow me out. It's free anyways.
所以那时候到点呢，我就让弟兄去聚会了。我说我自己处理就好了。
So it's getting late, so I let the brother go to the meeting and I said, I will take care of it myself.
然后我就打电话，就是 request roadside assistance.
So then I called and requested a roadside assistance.
然后等了一下。
I waited a little bit.
结果他打电话给我说，今天晚上的拖车全部满了。
And they called back and told me that all the tow trucks are booked for tonight.
直到我接到电话的那一刻，我的心才醒悟过来。
And it wasn't until I received that phone call that I was suddenly awakened in my heart.
我的心才服下来。
And then in my heart, I submitted to the Lord.
主啊，真是你的手。
Lord, it is your hand.
弟兄姊妹，这只是一个非常小的例子。
Brothers and sisters, this is only a very small example.
但是我们看到主管教我们，跟我们这个人能够接受管教，并且得着管教的好处，这是完全两件事情。
But we need to see that these are two very different things. God's discipline and whether we accept God's discipline in our lives.
这只是生活中很小的事。
This is just a very small matter in our lives.
我们要问的是，在我信主以来，有没有什么醒悟是彻底改变我的道路，让我不再回到以前的某种光景中的。
But we need to ask that since we are saved, since the time we've been saved, how many things have awakened us and have really turned our lives to the Lord?
这个醒悟太重要了。
This awakening is so important.
但同时这个醒悟其实是很难得着的。
But at the same time, it's very hard to obtain this awakening.
那我们怎么得着这个醒悟呢？
How can we gain it?
常常是圣灵借着环境让我们受伤得着的。
It is often the Holy Spirit through circumstances we get hurt, so we gain it.
当风平浪静的时候，其实百合花跟荆棘好像看上去是互不相干的。
When all is quiet, a lily and a thorn seem to have nothing in common.
但圣灵的工作就像风吹一样。
But the work of the Holy Spirit is like blowing wind.
当一个环境临到，风一吹，百合花就被荆棘刺伤了。
And when the wind blows, circumstance comes, then the lily is blown into the thorn, and the thorn hurts the lily.
当我们被劝告说，你要对主认真啊，你要被主吸引啊。
When we are told, you need to be serious to the Lord, you need to be drawn to the Lord.
我们被劝告说，你不要爱世界，你不要追求世界。
We are told to not love the world, to love the Lord.
我们发现一点用都没有。
We find that it is of no use to us.
因为我觉得满足得很，我觉得有意思得很。
Because I feel like this is the thing that satisfies me. This is the thing that's so interesting.
我根本不觉得我在荆棘中，我觉得我在花丛中。
That I don't feel like I'm among thorns. I feel like I'm among the garden.
即使我看见别人的遭遇，我也觉得是他在荆棘中，不是我在荆棘中。
Even when I see other struggles, I see that they are among the thorns. I am not among the thorns.
即使我们有一天在悟性中能够领会，原来我周遭的都是荆棘，这还是不够。
And even if in our mind we are able to see everything around me is thorns, it's still not enough.
除非我们被荆棘刺到了。
Unless we have been hurt by them.
并且刺到很多次。
And hurt many times.
我们心中才能有一个醒悟。
Then our hearts will be awakened.
弟兄姊妹，当我们诚实地去面对我们的生活。
Brothers and sisters, when we truthfully, seriously come and face our lives.
我们发现地上很多的人事物让我们受伤。
We see that there are so many things in this world that hurt us.
让我们失望。
That make us disappointed.
凡事不出于主的，其实终究会让我们受伤。
Anything that is not of the Lord, it will hurt us eventually.
这不一定和罪有关。
It may not be related to sin.
有一些是物质上的。
Some are materialistic things.
有一些不是物质上的。
And some are not.
我们可能在这个世界中受伤。
And we may be hurt in this world.
我们可能在人和人的关系中受伤。
We may hurt in relationships with others.
或者因着我自己坚持的那个理想，坚持那些看法，我在当中受伤了。
But because I am so stubborn in my view, or stubborn in the way I think, that I'm hurt.
因着这个受伤，帮助我们看清一些事物的真相。
But because of this hurt, we see the truth of some of these things.
我们里面那个被世界的王弄瞎了眼，现在能够看清一些真相。
That we are blinded by this world, but now we can see the truth.
我们心里才有个醒悟。
And then our hearts will be awakened.
主啊，还是你最好。
Lord, still you are the best.
还是你最值得。
You are worth it.
我们就像浪子一样。
We are just like the prodigal son.
我们真的满怀憧憬，真心实意的去投入一个事情。
That when we are seriously with all our heart pursuing something.
但是最后遍体鳞伤，非常的失望。
But in the end, we are left hurt and with disappointed.
我们发现这些真的不值得。
Then we find that these things are not worth it.
所以浪子的回转是浪子的醒悟，是带着一个回转的能力。
So the prodigal son's awakening has the power to turn back.
他不仅有个醒悟，
not only was he awakened,
他还说我要起来，
but he said, I will rise up.
我要回到我父亲那里去。
I will go back to my father's place.
弟兄姊妹，这个回去是不会离开的了。
And brothers and sisters, this return, he will never leave.
No turning back.
There's no turning back.
当我们现在再问小儿子，
and so if we ask the younger son now,
你觉得你父亲爱你吗？
Do you think your father loves you?
你父亲怎么爱你？
How does your father love you?
小儿子的回答就很有内容了。
Then the Son's response will be full of substance.
弟兄姊妹，若是你遇到一些不顺利的环境，
Brothers and sisters, if you encounter some difficult circumstances,
不合理的环境，
unreasonable circumstances,
让你受伤的环境，
circumstances that make you hurt,
是圣灵的手在呼召你的心回家。
It is the Holy Spirit's hand calling you to come home.
受伤能使一个人的心开始转向主，开始对主认真。
And this hurt will turn one's heart to the Lord and become serious to the Lord.
这绝对不是唯一的经历。
And this is not the only experience.
这绝对不是唯一一个人能够爱主的经历。
And this is not the only way one can love the Lord.
但这是很多弟兄姊妹的经历。
But this is the experience of many brothers and sisters.
一个人的心开始被主吸引，这是一个基督徒的起步。
When one's heart starts to be attracted to the Lord, this is the beginning of our Christian walk.
当我们看见我们起步之后，主就不是把这个百合花挪到温室当中。
But we find that once we walk in this way, the Lord does not move this lily into the greenhouse.
百合花仍然留在荆棘当中。
The lily remains among the thorns.
所以第二点，我们一起看从荆棘的生命到百合花的生命。
And so the second point I want to share is how we can grow from the life of a thorn to the life of a lily.
我们最近有交通到约瑟的故事。
Recently we have shared the story of Joseph.
我想分享一下我个人的领会，你可能不一定同意。
And I want to share my personal understanding. Perhaps you do not agree.
我们觉得约瑟不像浪子，他什么都没做错，他的遭遇真的就像荆棘一样。
We might think that Joseph has nothing in common with the prodigal son, that he has done nothing wrong. He is just like the lily.
约瑟被他的哥哥们卖了。
Joseph was sold by his brothers.
我们知道卖只是退了一步，本身他们哥哥的意念是要把他杀掉。
We know that selling him was actually already a step back because they wanted to kill Joseph initially.
所以本身的这个意念是非常残忍，非常恶毒的。
So we can see how wicked they were and how miserable the situation was.
但其实我们换一个角度去看，
But if we look at it from another direction,
约瑟能被他哥哥恨成这样，表明约瑟也是一根荆棘。
For Joseph to be hated by his brothers in this way, Joseph was actually a thorn too.
只不过那时候约瑟只是根小荆棘。
But at that time, he was just a small thorn.
我以前读约瑟故事的时候，我总是站在约瑟那一边。
Whenever I read Joseph's story, I always stood on his side.
就是他哥哥们错。
His brothers are wrong.
即使约瑟也不全对，但他哥哥们错得更离谱。
Even if Joseph was not completely correct, but his brothers were even more wrong.
所以当我读到后面他的哥哥们遭遇饥荒的时候，我觉得真是大快人心。
So when I saw that Joseph's brothers were in famine later, I was so happy to see that.
但后来我发现，只讲对错没有用。
But then I saw that just talking about right versus wrong does not matter.
因为都是荆棘。
Because it is all just the thorns.
都是荆棘，只想对错没有用。
If it's just the thorns, just talking about right versus wrong does not matter.
我以前以为约瑟是在重遇他哥哥之后，在几次大哭之后释怀的。
I used to think that Joseph's bitterness was relieved after he met his brothers again and he wept hard.
但后来我读到约瑟是在重遇他哥哥之前，他就生了马拿西和以法莲。
But then I looked again, and before Joseph was reunited with his brothers, he had Manasseh and Ephraim.
马拿西的意思是神使我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。
And Manasseh's meaning is God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house.
以法莲的意思是神使我在受苦之地昌盛。
And the Ephraim means, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
我读的时候我想约瑟怎么可能忘记他的父家呢?
And so I thought, how could Joseph forget his father's house?
其实这个表明约瑟因着他哥哥们带给他心中的苦在重遇他哥哥们之前神已经把他挪去了。
What this shows is that Joseph's bitterness towards his brother, before he was even reunited with his brother, God had already removed the bitterness from Joseph.
不然的话其实约瑟是不可能有这样的智慧去处理跟他哥哥的重遇的。
Otherwise, Joseph would not have the wisdom for how to deal with his brothers.
甚至连面对他们都很困难。
It would even be difficult for him to face his brothers.
约瑟的苦不是眼泪带走的。
And so Joseph's bitterness was not taken away by his tears.
如果约瑟的苦是眼泪带走的，那要哭多少次啊？哭不完的。
If Joseph's bitterness was relieved by his tears, how many times we have to cry? He would not be able to cry enough.
约瑟的伤口是神亲自尝过，亲自医治的。
But Joseph's wound was bound by God and healed by God.
在环境还没有被扭转之前
that before the circumstance had even changed,
在他和他哥哥相认，看见他哥哥回转之前
before he met his brothers and his brothers asking for forgiveness,
神已经挪去了约瑟心里面的苦。
God had already removed the bitterness in Joseph's heart.
约瑟心里面的苦被抚平，我觉得这个神迹比发生在约瑟外面的事情还要奇妙。
I think this miracle that Joseph's wound can be healed is even more miraculous than the outward miracle that happened in Joseph's life.
因为他经历多少的苦痛。
Because how much suffering did he go through?
他被卖，被诬陷，被遗忘。
That he was sold into slavery, he was framed, he was misunderstood, he was imprisoned.
心里多少复杂的感觉。
He must have such complex thoughts in his heart.
我想假如我是约瑟，即使我最多大度去原谅他哥哥们，但我还是要找个机会发一下牢骚。
That even if I were Joseph, even if I could forgive my brother, I still have to get back at them somehow.
一个人要经历神亲自的缠裹和医治，他要首先愿意在圣灵的环境中受伤。
If we want to experience the healing of the Lord, we must first be willing to be hurt under the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
这个目的跟第一点的目的是不一样。
And the purpose is different from the first point.
第一点的目的是让一个人的心能够回转向主，开始对主有心。
The first point is that this will cause the person to turn back to the Lord, start to have a heart for the Lord.
但第二点是当一个人对主认真之后，主要改变我们里面的生命。
But the second point is after one is already serious to the Lord needs to change our life.
能够从荆棘的生命改变为百合花的生命。
Change our life from the life of a thorn to the life of a lily.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的重生得救了。
Brothers and sisters, after we are truly born again and saved.
我们每个人都有百合花的地位。
We all have the position of a lily.
我们不再属于这个地，也脱离了地的咒诅。
We no longer belong to this earth and we are free from the rulers of the earth.
但我们的实际表现出来却是荆棘的生命。
But yet in the reality, what we live out is the life of a thorn.
常常是刚硬的，是会伤到别人。
It is stiff and it hurts others.
假如一个人为了保护自己，
If a person protects himself,
把自己包裹起来，保护起来，
They preserve themselves and present themselves better.
或者跟别人疏远起来，
Or they keep their distance from others.
其实他保存的是自己荆棘的生命。
But what in fact he is preserving is his life of a thorn.
如果我们真的要成为别人的祝福，需要接受十字架在我们身上的对付。
If we want to be a blessing to others, we must accept the dealing of the cross in our lives.
主的生命才能够慢慢的一点一点组织在我们里面。
Then the life of the Lord will bit by bit change our lives.
我想如果我是约瑟的哥哥，
I think if I were Joseph's brothers,
我会非常诧异的。
I would be so astonished at this.
因为我以为约瑟这回要从小荆棘变成大荆棘了。
Because I thought Joseph would turn from a small thorn to a very large thorn.
要成为一根最厉害的荆棘了。
The greatest thorn.
这回要反过来刺我们了。
And it will turn around and hurt us.
但他们哥哥看见什么？
But what did his brother see?
他们看见在荆棘中开出一朵百合花。
They saw among the thorns there is a lily that blossomed.
一朵百合花彰显在荆棘当中。
That there is the life of a lily among the thorns.
我想这是我们很多人的心愿。
I think this is many of our desire.
愿主得着我们 道出我们里面荆棘的生命。
That the Lord will obtain us and manifest the life of lily in us.
道出我们里面的刚硬，我们的狭隘。
To pour out the stiff neck and narrowness in us.
把我们做成一个器皿，一个管道，能把祝福带给别人。
That we can be a vessel and a channel that can bring blessings to others.
弟兄姊妹，这是我今天想交通的两个点。
Brothers and sisters, these are the two points I want to share on today.
第一个点其实非常的基本。基本到个程度，其实我们传福音也讲差不多的内容。
The first point is very basic. It's basic to the point that when we share gospel meeting, we share the same content.
一个真相就是，无论你看不看得见，你感受的不到，其实我们就是在荆棘当中。
And so whether we can see it or not, whether we can feel it or not, we are among the thorns.
愿嚼这个荆棘带给我们伤害的。愿这个伤害成为我们的醒悟，而不是让我们这个人更加的刚硬。
And when the thorns hurt us, may this bring an awakening and not make us more stiff-necked.
虽然这是起步，但这个起步非常的重要。
Although this is just the beginning, the first step is still very important.
我们要常常回到这个点上重新起步。
We need to often come back to this starting point to take a step.
当我们开始对主有心。甚至开始有点服侍之后
When we start to have a heart for the Lord and start to have some service
我们渐渐看到原来我自己也是一根荆棘
Then we will find that I am in fact also a thorn
原来我也会伤害到别人
That I can also hurt others
或许我能够把对错讲明白但是不能够把人挽回不能够把祝福给别人
Even if I can clearly state right versus wrong But I cannot be a blessing to others because I cannot win them back
所以求主工作在我们身上只有我们这个人被拨开主才能够使用我们
So may the Lord work in us because only when we are broken can the Lord work in us
弟兄姊妹们我们不要忘记主首先为了我们这些人成为那位受伤的
Francis, we cannot forget that our Lord was the one who was first hurt for us.
在约翰福音当中，当主带着荆棘的冠冕，穿着紫袍走出来的时候
，In John, when we see that Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe,
比拉多说：“你们看这个人。”
Pilate said to them, "Behold the man."
弟兄姊妹，我们看见什么
？Francis, what do we see?
在你经历过一切的受伤、一切的失望之后，你看见什么？
After you have gone through all this hurt and all this disappointment in the world, what do you see?
我们看见百合花在荆棘里面。
We see a lily among the thorns.
弟兄姊妹，愿主回来的时候
But sister, when the Lord returns,
当他数点他的得胜者
When he counts the overcomers,
我们这里面很多的人
Many of us here,
主能够说，这是我的佳偶。
May the Lord say, "You are my beloved."
和众女子都不一样。
You are different from all the other daughters.
是百合花在荆棘当中。
That this is the lily among thorns.
这是我想交通的，把时间交给赵腾弟兄。
This one I'll share, give the following time to Brother Zhao.
好，我们先请一同读两节的圣经。
We'll first read two Bible passages.
第一节是在出埃及记的第33章的第七节
Exodus 33, number 7
摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外离营却远他称着帐篷为会幕凡求问耶和华的就到营外的会幕那里去
And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp afar off from the camp and called it the tabernacle of the congregation and it came to passthat everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp.
我们第二个请一起读希伯来书第13章13节的前半部分。
Hebrews 13, chapter 13, the first of the verse 13.
这样,我们也当出到营外。
Let us go forth thereof unto him without the camp.
我们一开始的时候季峰弟兄给我们唱了一首诗歌。
Brother 季峰 sang a hymn with us.
是在幔子内。
Within the veil.
对。那我们知道幔子是在那个会幕里面。
We know the veil is with, in the tabernacle.
会幕的意思是神同在的地方。
The tabernacle is where the Lord is with us.
对。我们看到在出埃及记33章第七节里摩西让我们看到就是那个会幕是和营是分开的
we see that from Exodus 33 that the tabernacle is separated from the camp.
对，营是人在的地方。
Camp is where man is.
对，但是很奇怪，摩西他把这个会幕一定要搭在营的外面。
But Moses have the tabernacle pitched outside the camp.
而且他说要离那个营非常的远。
To be far from the camp.
至于多远我也不知道，但是他说是很远。
I don't know how far, but he said far off from the camp.
所以这里好像摩西让我们看到神的一个原则。
As if Moses make us see the principle of God.
因为他说凡求问耶和华的。
That those who call upon the name of the Lord.
是在人的营里面是没法求问的。
That when you come and sought the Lord, you cannot sought the Lord in the camp.
他一定要先出到营的外面。
You have to go without the camp.
然后他才能够进到那个会所里，进到那个幔子里面去求问神，求神的同在。
Then you can go into the tabernacle and sort for his presence.
而且他也让我们看到，我们人的营和神的会幕离的是相当的远。
And he also showed to us that the man's camp is far away from the tabernacle.
我们知道我们的人有非常多的营。
We know that man has a lot of camp.
但是如果一个人想要去求问神，想要跟随神，就一定要从所有的这些营里面出来。
But if one were to pursue the Lord, then we have to go without the camp.
所以今天我想交通的题目就是我们要先从宗教的营里面出来。
And I want to share with you today that we have to go outside of the camp of this, outside of the religious camp.
我们以前讨论过很多的词，就是说什么是宗教。
And we have discussed a lot what means religion.
我想就我自己的理解说一下。
I want to share according to my own understanding.
我们知道一个人要服侍神，要跟随神，不能是靠着人的自己。
We know that if one were to serve the Lord, we cannot depend on ourselves.
一定是靠圣灵的带领和神的话。
We have to go according to God's word and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们人是有很多人自己的规矩、娱乐、方法、组织，还有遗传。
But man has a lot of man's own regulation and organization and methods.
如果我们这个人服侍神的时候，用我们人的这些东西去服侍的时候。
And if we serve God with all of our own.
我们是这样去敬拜神的时候，其实我们就进入了宗教。
If we worship the Lord in this way, then we have entered into religion.
一个进入宗教的人，不论他的服事有多么多，他真正里面那个生命是不会有改变，不会有成长的。
And one in the religion, no matter how much the person serves the Lord, then it's still in religion.
弟兄们一直最近在讲，我们要回归，要从被掳的光景中回归，我们要恢复。
The brothers have shown with us that we have to return, we have to be recovered.
我们知道当以色列从巴比伦回归的时候，他们先要从那个宗教中回归。
We know that when Israel returned and been recovered from Babylon, they have to come out of religion.
其实我们现在，其实我们同样也是陷在那个宗教的光景之中。
And the same for us, we are in religion.
所以下面我想从两个方面来交通，就是我们现在的光景，我们如何是处在宗教的光景之中。
And I want to share how we are in the condition of religion.
我想从祷告和顺服两个方面来交通。
I want to share on prayer and submission.
其实我们在祷告的时候，我们很多的祷告实际上都是处在宗教里的祷告。
And many times our prayers are in religion.
关于祷告，我想就三方面来交通。
From three perspectives.
对，一个是我们在祷告的时候，实际上我们注重的常常是我们自己，根本不是神。
And when first is when we pray, we often emphasize on ourselves and not on God.
这样的祷告实际上是一个宗教的祷告。
And this prayer is a religious prayer.
对，还有一个就是我们常常是。喜欢改变我们外面的祷告，好像让他来满足神的心意。
And oftentimes you want to change prayer on the outwardly to change God's will.
但是我们不注重我们改变我们里面的人。
But we are not focused on changing us in, on the inside.
其实这样也是把我们陷在一个宗教的祷告里。
And this will enter into a religious prayer.
最后一个是我们是无意识的祷告，我们都是顺口而出，我们都是顺口成章，然后我们那个祷告里面带不出任何有实际的能力。
And sometimes we pray for the sake of praying, and then there is no power in the prayer.
我想先交通就是我们祷告过于注重自己。
I want to share first on that we focus on ourselves when we pray.
我们遇到事情的时候，我们常常人有一个倾向。
And many times when we encounter a circumstance, we have this leaning.
我们先想自己的方法。
We'll think about our own methods.
而且我们有一个定义，就是我先定了，就是我想要一个什么样的结果。
And oftentimes we have a set result.
那我们现在信了主，所以我们先定了自己的那个方法，和定了自己的那个结果，然后我们再到主面前去求。
Though we have believed in the Lord, but then we set our own how the method that we do need to solve the problem and set the results, and then we go and pray before the Lord.
我们求什么？我们求让神来保守我这个方法能够成功，能够保守我所要的这个结果。
And we pray to the Lord that you know this our method will succeed, and then we'll have the result that we want.
实际上，我们在这里把神是用作了一个工具。
In reality, we treat God as a tool.
我们记得在撒母耳年老的时候，
Remember when Samuel in his old age,
他的两个儿子是非常的不义。
His two sons were unrighteous.
所以以色列人当时，他让撒母耳向神求，给他们求一个王。
So the Israelites asked Samuel to pray for a king.
其实他们并不是说神你来救我们，就是你来救我们，他们是说神你要给我们一个王。
They didn't ask the Lord to come save us, but they said, Lord, you know, give us a king.
他们里面已经是定下这个意思了。
They have already set in their hearts what to do.
所以当神让撒母耳告诉他们你们要了王以后会有什么结果的时候，他们根本都不听。
So when Samuel told them the consequences of them asking for a king, they would not listen.
他们就认为因为其他的民族都有王，所以我们也要有王，因为王就可以解决我们一切的问题。
They assume that the other people they have a king, and then we want a king too, because when we have a king, then he can solve our problems.
所以虽然撒母耳在那里劝他们，
So even though Samuel was trying to tell them,
但是他们不听，
But they would not listen.
所以后来我们也看到神也做事情了，
And we see that God has worked.
好像他们这个祷告是被答应了。
It seems like on the outwardly that their prayer has been answered.
但是我们看到他以色列人的光景没有任何的改变。
But there was no change in the condition of the Israelites.
并不是因为好像他们有了这个王，他们所有的问题都解决了。
Their problems were not solved when they have a king.
其实我们现在在生活中，我们也常常像以色列人这样。
And the same for us in our lives.
那比如说我们现在下了一个决，就是我们 make 一个 decision， 我们决定一件事情。
So we make a decision on something.
我们说我们要出去旅游了。
We said we're going to go we're going to travel.
对，其实我们已经就定下来，我就要去旅游了。
Because we already said, you know, we are going to travel.
然后我们来到神面前，我们祷告。
Then we come before the Lord and we pray.
我们说神啊，你保守我一路的平安。
And Lord, you know, please protect our entire journey.
对，保守我路途上的安全。
And our safety.
其实这样的祷告其实完全是为了我们自己。
And this prayer is just for ourselves.
我们根本就没有想神要不要我出去旅游。
We have not thought about whether the Lord wants us to go traveling.
我们也不在乎神的心意。
And we do not care His will.
我们就是让神为着我的目的来服务。
We just want Him to serve our purpose.
这样的话，我们就完全把自己放在那个宗教之中。
Then we have put ourselves in the religion.
因为这样的话，我们跟其他的那些拜偶像没有任何的区别。
We are no different from those who worship idols.
我们要想一想，神救我们，他是把他的生命放在我们里面。
We have to think on this that the Lord saved us; He put His life in us.
如果他只是让我们在求我们自己的事情的时候，他不需要，我们不需要他放在我们里面这个生命。
If what He wanted was for us to seek our own will, then He doesn't need to put His life in us.
因为我们没有他的生命，我们一样会为自己求。
Because without His life, we can still pray for our own purpose.
所以我们根本就不在乎神的心意。
So in reality, we do not care about His will.
对。第二方面，我想说，我们只注重外面祷告的改变。
Secondly, we only emphasize on the change outwardly.
我们不注重我们里面的人。
We do not care about our inward man.
因为我们常被教导，我们祷告的时候要先求他的国和他的义。
We are being taught seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
然后再求我们的事情。
Then we pray for our own things.
所以我们祷告的时候都要说，我开始先要为我的弟兄姊妹们祷告，我先要为我的教会祷告。
So we pray, you know, we pray for brothers and sisters, we pray for the church.
好像这样，我们自己的事情，我在祷告的时候好像就灵了。
If we pray for brothers and sisters and pray for the church, then you know, then our things will the Lord will answer our prayer on our own things.
对对对。我以前在读撒母耳记上读到哈拿的祷告的时候
When I read Samuel, First Samuel on the prayer of Hannah,
然后看到哈拿因为祷他改变的祷告，然后他摸到了神的心意，所以他被神用。
Because Hannah, her prayer changed, her heart changed for the Lord, and then the Lord could use her.
我一直心里非常的羡慕。
I really desire that.
所以当我自己在祷告不蒙神垂听的时候，我就常常说我要调整我祷告的角度。
So whenever, you know, when I pray and, you know, the Lord didn't answer, I said, you know, I'll adjust, you know, how I pray.
因为当我的祷告调整到和神心意好像一样的时候，我的祷告就能被听了。
Because if I would adjust my prayer, you know, to the will of God, then he will answer.
但是我过了很久，其实我后来才明白。
But after a long time, I realized.
Hannah 不是仅仅因为她祷告的改变神才听的。
Hannah, God answered her prayers not because that she adjusted her the way she prayed.
因为 Hannah 这个人是先被神破碎。
Because Hannah, she has been broken.
她被神改变。
She was changed.
神是先得到了她这个人。
Because the Lord has gained Hannah.
她的祷告是自然的改变。
And naturally her prayer changed.
我常常想是我在外面使劲的改变我的祷告，而我里面的人不变。
Oftentimes, you know, I try very hard to change my prayer outwardly, but my being I didn't change.
如果我们的祷告一直处在这种状况里
，If our prayer continues in such a circumstance,
哪怕我们外面好像祷告的非常的属灵，非常合神心意
，Even if our prayer outwardly seems to be very spiritual, according to His will.
如果我们里面的人不合神的心意
If our inner man is not satisfying the Lord's will
我们的祷告都是徒然的
Then our prayers will all be in vain
我们常常在祷告里说
Often in our prayer we say
我们说啊，主啊求你兴起你的见证在我们这里
Lord that you raise up your testimony among us
那我们祷告完了以后，我们再看我们的生活。
And when after our prayers we look at our into our lives,
我们生活也没什么改变。
There is no change in our living.
我们该做什么，我们还是去做什么。
We still do what we want to do.
其实就说明我们这个人心里面对这个祷告，我们所祷告的这件事情，其实并不是很在乎。
So you know it reveals to us that you know we do not care about what we pray.
我们不是因着这个祷告，我里面有改变。
It's not because of this prayer, my inwardly I have been changed.
我们如果从外面看的话，这非常合神的心意，因为这是和神永远的旨意连在一起的。
Because ultimately, you know, it links to the eternal purpose of God. God is God's will.
但是这个好像只是表面上的属灵。
But this is only a spiritual on the surface.
其实都是在外面。
But it's all outward.
我们也常常会祷告，我们说，比如说我们说我。神呐，我要留在这里，我要为着你的见证，我要留在这里。
Oftentimes we pray, you know, for your testimony, Lord, I want to stay here.
但是很多时候，我们里面的光景是什么
？But oftentimes, what is our true condition?
其实我们里面的光景可能是说，神，你就把我留在这里。
But maybe inwardly we just say, Lord, just let me stay here.
你的见证可能很重要，但是其实我留在这里是我最主要的目的。
Maybe yes, your testimony is important, but you know the real importance is that I can stay here.
如果神像答应以色列人那样答应了我们的祷告
，If God answered our prayer just like He answered the Israelites,
我们里面的那个生命没有真正的改变
，and our inward life has not truly been changed.
所以当我们看到神答应我们祷告的时候，我们可能会激动一阵子
，and maybe when the Lord answered our prayer, you know we will be so excited for a while.
我们激动过了以后，我们这个人又回归到原来的状态。
But after all the excitement, we remain the same.
我们只不过将来可以告诉别人，哦，我看到了神的作为，在我身上的作为。
Only in the future we can tell people, you know what, I did see God's work in my life.
其实就这么样而已。
It's just that.
我们要知道我们经历神的作为，我们永远不可能超过从埃及里出来的那些以色列人。
You know, indeed, when we experience God's work in our life, it cannot exceed what the Israelites like, experienced God's work at that time.
但是经历神的作为再多，如果这个人没有被改变，又怎么样呢？
And no matter how much of God's work we have experienced, if the person didn't change,
我们记得这些以色列人，他们全部倒闭在旷野。
We remember that all the Israelites, they fell down in the wilderness.
我们还有一种宗教式的祷告，是无意识的祷告，是顺口出来的。
And sometimes our prayer are just praying, you know, just come out without even thinking.
不带着任何的能力。
There is no power.
我能想到，其实我每一次的祷告，都永远有一句话是，很多情况下就是无意识的。
I can remember from all my prayers, there is always one sentence that it's, you know, I just say it.
这句话就是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
我每一次祷告都说这句话。
Every time I pray, I say this.
但是实际上我发现我每一次祷告这句话都是无意识的祷告。
But I just say it.
因为没有实际。
There is no reality.
我们知道如果我们真的是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
If we know that if we truly indeed pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主的名是大有能力的。
His name is of power.
我们知道天上地下没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
There's no other name in heaven or on earth that we are given to us to be saved.
主曾经许诺我们。
The Lord has promised us.
你们靠我的奉我的名无论求什么就必成就给你们。
That you ask in my name, whatever you ask will be answered.
你们在地上捆绑的在天上也要捆绑。你们在地上释放的在天上也要释放。
What you bind on earth, on heaven is bound.And what is released here on earth is released on heaven.
主的名有何等大的权柄和能力。
What authority and power has the Lord's name?
如果我们真的是奉他的名，我们也要有同样的这个能力和这个权柄。
If we indeed we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, we would have the authority and power.
但是我们的祷告实际上没有这样的能力。
But our prayers have no power like this.
换句话说，我们并没有真正奉主的名祷告。
In other words, we did not truly pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们常常把奉主名当作用主名。
Oftentimes, to pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, is we are just using His name.
什么是奉主的名祷告？
What is praying in His name?
我觉得中文这个奉字翻译的非常的好。
In Chinese,
translation.
Yeah, the Chinese translation is really, I feel it's really good, appropriate.
因为我去查了一下字典。
Because I look in the dictionary.
这个奉字是有两个意思。
This Chinese character has two meanings.
它第一个意思是相信还要接受。
And one is you have to believe and accept.
如果我们看过去的这个古装的电视剧。
If you have watched these the Chinese TV series.
TV series. 我们常听到的两个词就是我是奉命，我是奉旨。
Oh, I was under the command of, you know, this, and I do this.
它指就是我们愿意并相信接受这个命令和旨意。
That I accept and I believe this command.
因为我们要不接受和不相信这个命令和旨意，我们常常听到说我恕难从命。我是要抗旨。
So if I do not believe and accept this command, I say, no, I have to reject it. I cannot do it.
所以奉主名是什么意思？
So what does it mean in the name of the Lord?
我们要完全相信并且倚靠主的名。
We have to believe and trust His name.
对，因为我们不相信的人是不会奉主的名的。
If we do not believe him, then we are not able to pray in his name.
这里指的相信和依靠不是头脑里我相信。
This belief and this trust is not in our head.
是我里面有真正的相信和依靠。
That in my heart, I truly believe and trust.
那奉字它还有另外一个意思。
And this word has another meaning.
它说叫恭敬的捧着。
That you have in reverence to hold, uphold.
我们常听说我把它奉为上宾。
Oftentimes we say we uphold
him as the best guest.
Uphold him as the best guest.
对，所以奉主的名就是把主的名恭敬的捧着。
So to pray in the name of the Lord is to have to uphold with reverence.
是什么叫把主的名恭敬的捧着
？What does that mean?
意思就是主是在我上面的，他是比我大的。
That he is above me, he is greater than I.
我是完全顺服在主的下面。
That I completely submit myself under him.
让主在我里面真正的做主。
That indeed that he truly is Lord in me.
我们知道这样才是真正的奉主名。
And this is indeed in his name.
当我们这样奉主名在祷告的时候，我们那个祷告是完全可以显出他承诺给我们的那个能力和权柄。
When we pray in such a way that in His name, then we can see His power and authority.
而且我们知道，我们常好像说，我们的祷告只有连到神永远的旨意，好像神才能够听。
Often times we say that our prayers have to be connected to the eternal purpose of God, then He answers.
但是如果我们这个人是真正奉主名的时候
，But if of the person indeed pray in the name,
我们所有的祷告神都听。
Then the Lord answers all of our prayers.
哪怕好像我们表面上看这连不到神的永远的旨意。
Maybe on the surface it doesn't seem to connect with the eternal purpose of God.
但是因为我们这个人是连到神永远的旨意上。
But if this person, this man is connected to the eternal purpose of God.
所以我们的祷告神也会听。
God also answers our prayers.
我们如果记得我们那个过去我们弟兄穆勒他有一个祷告。
I remember Brother Mueller has a prayer.
他是为一个小女孩求一个绒线球的玩具。
And he was asking for a toy for this young this girl.
我们知道，如果只是看他的这个祷告和神永远的旨意，我实在连不起来。
If we just see the prayer, we know it's hard for us to connect the two that with God's purpose.
我不知道这个有绒线球的玩具跟神永远的旨意能有什么联系？
What is this toy that is there with the eternal purpose of God?
但是因着我们弟兄这个人是连在神永远的旨意里。
But because our brother is connected to the eternal purpose of God.
所以当他为这个小女孩雅比该求这个玩具的时候，
So when he prayed for this little girl Abigail,
神就给了他。
God answered him.
所以我们常常我们说我们的祷告里面实际上常常是走在了外面的形式上。
Oftentimes our prayer is just on the outside.
我们常常是陷到这个宗教的祷告里。
We oftentimes fall into a religious prayer.
所以我希望我们聚在这里。
I hope that when we gather here,
我们真正能成为一个奉主名的聚会。
That we can be a gathering and we gather in His name.
而不是我们成为一个用主名的宗教。
Not to be a religion that uses His name.
如果我们是这样做用我们成为一个宗教的话
if we become a religion,
到那日的时候我们去见主主会对我们说我不认识你们这些作恶的人
then when we see the Lord that day you say I do not know you you will do evil
我想第二点我想从那个顺服方面来交通我们如何陷在宗教的光景里
and secondly I would share on submission how we fall into religion
我想第一点我想说宗教不是听话刚才说错了我说顺服不是听话
First, I want to say that submission is not just, you know, to listen to obey the word.
因为听话是宗教顺服是生命
Because just listening, it's religion, but to submit is life.
我们说顺服我们都头脑里都知道顺服是先顺服神因着对神的顺服我们甘愿顺服神设立的权柄下面
So we know that submission is toward God So when if our heart submits to the Lord then we will submit to the authority that God has placed over us
但是我们在生活中常常把这个次序搞错
But oftentimes in our daily living we kind of the order is mixed up
我们里面其实对神并没有顺服
Our inwardly we have no submission to others.
但是我们很容易顺服人。
We easily submit to men.
这就不叫顺服。
And this is not submission.
这叫听话。
This is just listening.
听话很容易。
It's easy to listen.
顺服是很难的。
To submit is hard.
顺服是可以让我们里面的生命改变和成长的。
Submission allows our life within to grow.
只是听话的话，对我们里面的那个生命没有任何的影响。
If we only listen and obey, then it doesn't affect our life.
我们常常有一种倾向。
We often have this leaning.
当我们遇到事情的时候，我们马上找年长的弟兄交通。
When something comes up, you know, we will have fellowship with an elderly brother.
或者我们自己寻求神，过了一段时间没有答案，我们要找其他的人交通。
After seeking for a while, you know, we seek others fellowship.
其实这种情况下，我们交通的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the fellowship?
我们交通的目的只是寻找一个答案。
We're just seeking an answer.
对，我们只是想要一个结果。
We just want a result.
而且我们还想让这个结果看起来比较属灵。
I mean, we want the result to be seen as more spiritual.
我们并没有想真心寻求神的心意。
We do not truly want to know the will of God.
所以我们去交通，年长弟兄说什么我就做什么。
And so when we fellowship with elderly brother, what he says, you know, we just do.
我表面上看非常的顺服。
Outwardly, you know, I'm very submissive.
因为我这样，我不用费时费力的等待。
I do not need to, you know, use my strength or waste time to wait.
弟兄姊妹看我也很属灵，非常的顺服。
And brothers and sisters see that, you know, I'm very submissive, I'm spiritual.
如果我们属灵的路一直这样走的话，
If our spiritual walk continues in such a way,
我们就只能走到宗教里面去。
Then we ultimately walk into religion.
我们永远不会明白神的心意。
And we'll never understand His will.
我们的生命也永远不会改变。
And our lives will not be changed.
当然我们知道，如果我们是听年长弟兄的话，
and we know if we obey the word of the elderly brother,
的确对我们是有保护的。
Indeed, we are protected.
我们记得约阿施和耶和耶大的故事。
We know that Josiah and
Jehoiada. 对。我们知道约阿施是一个非常听话的人。
We know that Josiah is one who obey.
耶和耶大说什么他就做什么。
And whatever Jehoiada said, he will listen.
其实他是靠着耶和耶大来知道神的心意。
But in reality, he's leaning on Jehoiada to know God's will.
当耶和耶大活着的时候，约阿施或以色列国的确受到保护。
Indeed, he was The Israel was being protected.
但是我们知道，在约阿施的里面，他根本就不要神。
Oh, sorry, Joash, right? Yeah. Indeed, Joash was being protected, but then, but and we know inwardly, there's not, 后面那个。
他不要神。
But in reality, Joash doesn't want to be protected.
他也不在乎神的心意。
I mean, he doesn't care about God's purpose.
他只是有一个表面上的顺服。
He only has an outward submission.
所以当耶和大一死，
So when Jehoiada died,
他那个光景马上就显出来了。
And that revealed Joash's condition.
我们外人好像看，好像这个人属灵光景好像是退后了。
And outwardly, you know, when we see, you know, that it seemed like his spiritual life, you know, go backwards.
但实际上他的光景根本就从来没有改变。
But in reality, his condition has never changed.
所以我们跟神的关系永远是直接的一对一。
So our relationship with God is always one-on-one.
我们不能把在我们和神中间再放一个传声筒。
We cannot use another one between us and God.
那他这个人再属灵。
No matter how spiritual the person is.
我在这里要说明一下。
I want to explain.
我绝没有意思说弟兄姊妹们不能交通。
I did not say that brothers and sisters you shouldn't go have fellowship.
我们只是不能够把交通当作我们来认识神的这个唯一的途径。
We cannot use this fellowship with others as the only way to God.
好像这样就省了我的事情，我自己就不用去寻求了。
And this saves my time, you know, then I do not have to seek on my own.
我们交通不是为了寻求一个属灵的答案，或者是一个事情的解决方案。
When we have fellowship, seek fellowship, it's not to seek a spiritual answer.
我们的交通是为了让我们这个人能更好的来到神的面前。
And also not to seek a result, but that when we have fellowship, it's to enable us to come before the Lord even
better lead us in front.
It will better lead us to the Lord.
如果任何的交通不能够把我们带到神的面前，反而把我们带远离神的面前。
If the fellowship doesn't bring us to the Lord, but bring us farther away from Him,
这样的交通就不是神要的交通。
And this is not a fellowship that the Lord wants.
这样的交通就让我们进入宗教。
And it will let us enter into religion.
是突然遭损的。
then it will be wasted.
所以我们一个基督徒不能一辈子用人来做拐棍来跟随神。
So a Christian, we cannot use man as a clutch to come to the Lord.
我想第二个顺服，我想说就是说我们弟兄姊妹之间的顺服永远不能是单方面。
And the brothers and sisters submitting to one another cannot just be one way.
如果一个聚会里永远是一个单方面的顺服，或者只顺服一个人。
If in a meeting, you know, it's just a one-way submission, or if we're just submitting to one person,
就这个聚会就很容易进入一个宗教。
Then very easily the meeting will go into religion.
比如说天主教。
For example, Catholics.
他已经人为的定下了这些，你教皇就是最高的，你们都要听教皇。
Man's way, you know, that the Pope is the highest, you have to listen.
不管他说的话是对是错，他的话就是对的。
No matter what the Pope says, it's always right.
这样单方面的顺服只会带来宗教。
This one-way submission will only bring religion.
彼得告诉我们。
And Peter tells us,
他说弟兄们你们众人要互相顺服
brother, you have to submit to one another.
所以我们里面是要有一个顺服的灵和态度
We have to have a spirit of submission and attitude.
不能说对于年长的弟兄我就有这个顺服的灵和态度我对年幼的弟兄我就不需要这个顺服的灵和态度
We can't just say you know, we'll have the spirit of submission and attitude toward an elderly brother but not toward a younger brother.
因为神把他生命放在我们每一个弟兄姊妹里面
Because the Lord has placed his life into each and every one of us.
很多的时候神是借着年幼的弟兄向我们说话
Many times the Lord used a younger brother to speak to us.
表面上我们在顺服一个人实际上我们在顺服他里面那个生命是里面那个基督
Outwardly as if we are submitting to a person but in reality we are submitting to the life that is in that person.
当一个弟兄里面生命在说话的时候，所有的人都要顺服。
When the life is in him speaks to us, and everyone has to listen.
不管他是年幼的还是年长的。
No matter he's a younger one or an old elder one.
我们记得当时在保罗在批评彼得的时候。
When Paul was rebuking Peter.
在我们看，当时彼得的确是一个年长的弟兄，而保罗是一个年幼的。
Peter was a much older, an elderly brother, and Paul was younger.
但是。彼得没有说因着自己的年长而要求保罗你必须要顺服我。
And Peter did not use that, you know, I'm older than you, you have to submit to me.
彼得用他里面的生命碰到了保罗里面的生命。
But Peter, using his life inside of him, touches Paul's life that's inside of him.
所以他可以顺服那个年幼的弟兄。
So he can submit to this younger brother.
如果我们自认为年长
And if we just, you know, think that we are elder,
就要求别人要顺服我们。
And we require others to submit to us.
其实这是对神最大的不顺服。
And this is the greatest, to not submit to the Lord.
对，当我们要求别人顺服的时候，实际上我们就是用宗教来压住了那个生命。
When we require others to submit to us, then we are using religion to suppress a life.
希望我们能做一个真正顺服的基督徒。
I hope that we will be one who, a Christian that who truly, is submissive to the Lord.
我们不要做一个仅仅是听话的基督徒。
Not just one who just listen and obey.
也让我们能够看到我们如今的光景实在是处在一个被掳的光景。
And that we see that indeed, we are, in bondage.
我们实际上就是在宗教里。
We are in religion.
让我们能够有真正的回归。
That we will indeed have, return.
让我们的主帮助我们能够从这个宗教的营里走出来。
That the Lord would help us to walk out of religion.
让我们可以一同进到他的幔内来敬拜他。
That we can enter together and within the veil to worship him.
那我今天的交通就到这里。我们一同祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, how we thank you.
主，如今你还把我们这样的人聚在你的面前。
And you still gather men such as us before you.
主，实在是求你让我们看到我们如今可怜的光景。
Lord, that you reveal to us what a pitiful state we are in.
救我们从这种被掳的光景中出来。
That in this condition of bondage, Lord, deliver us.
救我们从宗教的营垒里出来。
Deliver us from the religious camp.
改变我们里面的心思。
Change our inward mind.
让我们活在这个世上，主，我们里面，主，我们是思念上面的事。
That even living on this, in this world, Lord, our hearts were mindful of the things above.
主你改变我们的生命
Lord, change our life.
让我们这个荆棘的生命是吧可以被你改成百合花的生命
That this life, the thorn, can be changed into that of the living.
是吧以至于当我们见你面的那一天你可以对我们说是吧你是我的良人说我爱你
Lord, that when we see you that day, you can say to us that you are my beloved and I love you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们今天的聚会到这里。
We end our meeting today.